Before we talk about Dalesman Singers, can you just talk a little bit about your interest in music? I mean, I guess it goes back well before the Dalesman.
Oh, yes. It could be a very long story, but I'll try to condense it. It begins in primary school. I recall being auditioned for the solo part in Once in Royal David City, along with others, and there were a number of others who sang before I did, and I remember thinking, why can't they keep in tune? And that's where it started. I mean, in retrospect, I can see that even at that age, I could hear the bit. When this came to an end, I left school. No more singing. I didn't sing again until I moved to Danby in 1979, and almost very quickly after we'd moved in, the late Dennis Metcalf,
yes,
came over the road to say hello and just introduce himself.
Yes.
And about the second thing he said was, can you sing? You know, I thought, is this a qualification for a resident? And he said, we have a male voice choir, rehearsals in the Methodist Church on Tuesday evenings. I went along, and I've been a member ever since.
So what was the choir like then?
It was, it wasn't quite as big as it is now. I think it was in the low 20s, probably. Now, what were the first choir events that I attended? They all went down to there's a pub at Boggle Hole.
Oh, right, yes.
And we went down to the pub at Boggle Hole. Frank Mould, who was possibly a founder member, was wheeled in. This is one-legged Frank Mould. Frank Mould was a diabetic. Everybody greeted him with great enthusiasm. Frank Mould was the soloist in Cock Robin. Yes, there was a certain amount of informal party piece in which Bill Harrison was very prominent.
So Bill was one.
Yeah. Oh, Barry Nags.
Barry Nags had a lovely bass voice.
Yes, Barry Nags was a keen soloist. He sang well. He sang the Miners' song. He sang the Isis and Osiris. Mozart. He sang poem by John Masefield, The Windmill. I hold the giant on high, locked here in my tower. With my granite jaws, I devour the wheat, the maize, and the rye. Yes, Colin sang the more items.
Oh, right.
Romantic,
yes.
And musical songs.
Yes.
He sang A Fond Kiss very nicely. I was the secretary for a while. And I don't recall repertoire coming onto the agenda.
What were the audiences like in those days, and what were the sort of venues like?
Right, well, we used to say, I'm not sure it was written down anywhere, that the Dalesman Singers' role was to take live music to places where it would not otherwise go. And this meant that we visited a lot of small audiences. They were small because the community was small, but we might have had a sort of 80% turnout, better than a general election. I mean, if you think about the small numbers, which incidentally, for a time after I joined, the numbers dwindled.
Oh, good.
I can remember doing a concert as the only second tenor, and we were getting middle teens. We used to sing fairly regularly in Kirby Moorside. And the reason behind that was Brian Riley. We exchanged visits with Bingley Musical Union because of Colin Throat's relationship with Bingley Musical Union.
Oh, he came from that area.
I think he'd been a member. In those days, we used copies, except for competitions. Under Colin Throat, we used copies.
Yeah.
But after a relatively short time, I didn't need the copies anymore, so I didn't take any. And, you know, I didn't have a folder, other people did, people had copies,
right.
I didn't. And this went on for a while, and I was very happy with it, because it meant that I didn't have to carry a folder, And if I needed to see what was coming, I could just look at someone else's copy. Colin then decided that it looked untidy, and so we either all had copies or none of them. Yeah, I mean, there's another thing which goes back then. In those days, only the brave stood on the front row, which is not the best way to choose a front row.
Absolutely not.
So for ages, I was on the front row, and it wasn't until we started, you know, until we started worrying about whether who could see and the rest of it that I was posted to the back row.
I mean, how tall? You're about 6'2" or something, or 6'1".
I was then.
What were the performances like? I mean, would you say they were like they are today, or are they different?
No, they were not up to the standard that the Dalesmen have now reached. The only time we would achieve that is that, you know, again, in those days we used to compete in the, whatever it was called, Estelle Tournament of Song. And for that we prepared,
yeah. We
learned the pieces. There were no copies, because that was the rigour of the competition, and they would sing well on those occasions.
Yeah, without the music.
What I would say about the Dalesmen, even in the early period, they would sing. They didn't try to sort of whisper or belittle. They would sing out. You may not think much of that, but a lot of choirs don't, partly because the directors won't let them. They had the enthusiasm. It could be a bit ragged, but that was part of the charm. New members are quiet.
Yeah.
They do not sing loud.
Yes.
But before very long, you know, they grow in confidence and they sing out really well. And of course they enjoy doing it then. It's true, we don't really teach singing. Not as she is taught. Basically what Steve tells us are the sorts of things he would tell his school choirs.
Yes.
The Dalesmen is a very good social, and it does interesting social events.
Yes.
And I wish we could get more younger members. Just going back to the early days,
yeah.
The tenor section consisted almost entirely of little bird-like men with tiny voices.
Really?
I think the difference now is that we have larger audiences. That's partly because we can no longer fit into the tiny venue. There are too many of us. You know, you only have to look at some of the places we go to realise that.
Yes.
Loftus Town Hall is becoming
too small. Yes, yes, indeed.
You've probably heard some of the older members talking about when Father Payton parlour.
I have. That is a song that they sang, or?
Oh, yes. And when they did this, Alan Med, he and one of the others, I can't remember who that was, it might have been Bill, they got into their overalls and, you know, they got a roll of paper.
And, really?
Yeah, they did all that.
Right, okay, well, thanks very much, John, for sharing those reminiscences with us.
Yes, as you can see, I mean, I did warn you, I don't really do history.